Besides the Movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
Today we're going to talk about The Dark Knight Rises. It's probably not necessary to go through who made it and who's in it.
Yeah.
Awesome people made it. Awesome people are in it. So, Justine, what did you think? Was it the epic conclusion that we needed or deserved or whatever that line is from the last one?
Well, this is our second time seeing it.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it more than I liked it the first time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't what I wanted. Some of it was, some of it wasn't. But I did enjoy it more this time around. What about you?
Yeah, I really liked it a lot, both times.
Is it your favorite out of the trilogy?
I don't know. Maybe? I definitely think that Batman Begins is the weakest out of the three.
Yeah.
It's really tough to top The Dark Knight. Heath Ledger was so good in that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I would rank it. So more in the top two, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's probably the consensus.
I really like it. I like everything about it. First time I saw it, I felt like there was a middle section that really dragged, but I think that had more to do with the fact that I had to pee really bad, because watching it this time, it did not feel like a three-hour movie.
It
just breezed right by.
Yeah.
I really liked it a lot.
I think we are going to have to do spoilers right now.
Yeah, there's just not a whole lot to talk about unless we talk about, you know, more in depth. So,
yeah.
At this point, it's safe to say that Justine and I both liked it. And if you haven't seen the damn movie, go see it.
Yeah, I'll take you. Just call me up.
Yeah. So at this point, we're going to move into, like, more into detail of the plot in spoiler territory starting now.
Yep.
Spoilers! So what do you want to talk about?
Everything.
Okay, so start.
Okay, so I've seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Can we agree to that?
Yes.
And I think I tried really hard to rack my brain and find a fight scene that made me, like, depressed. It was, like, the saddest fight scene ever.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find one because the fight scene, the first one between Bane and Batman, is, like, so utterly heartbreaking to me. So sad. It was so sad.
It was very sad.
But it did deliver on one thing that I wanted it to deliver on, in that Bane broke Batman's back, which I really, really wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad that no one did that.
Yeah. My brother talked about that as being an iconic moment in the comic books, where Bane lifts Batman over his head.
And he says, I will break you.
And then slams him down onto his knee and breaks his back.
I believe it's in the Nightfall storyline.
It's intense. It's heartbreaking.
It is.
And it comes almost right on top of Bruce Wayne and Alfred kind of, like, breaking up. And that was also...
Which almost made me
really
cry.
Heartbreaking. It's a tough part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I owe it a lot to, I mean, it's sad, it's heartbreaking, but I think the sound design was really interesting.
Yeah, well, the music completely drops away.
There's no music. It seems like they even dialed back some of, like, the normal sounds you would hear if there was fighting going on. Like, it was just, like, sad. Just, like, so sad.
Yeah, well, and, like, and Bale is really, like, you can hear him, like, he's just... Oh, you know, like, he's really, like, he's grunting, and you can feel that Bruce Wayne or Batman is just putting everything into this fight. He's pushing harder than he's ever pushed before, and he's losing.
Mm-hmm. Like, the first time I watched it, I kind of, like, in the beginning of the fight, when I was seeing that, okay, it's not working, I kind of felt like, okay, maybe it is actually going to happen. But then, like... leading up to it, I think he gives him a couple of, like, kidney shots real hard, and I'm like, okay, this is gonna happen now, this is gonna happen. And then when it actually happens, it completely took me by surprise. Like, I don't even know how that happened.
Mm.
It was... cut me real deep.
we can go back to plot in a minute, but I would like to talk a bit about just technically.
Mm-hmm.
The film is gorgeous. Like, it looks really good. First time I saw it, it was in IMAX. Were you in an IMAX theater?
No.
My God, like, the format is just amazing. I mean, I can see why Christopher Nolan thinks that IMAX is the future of cinema, not 3D, because it's just, I mean, it was overwhelming at times when I saw it. Like, when we were going to see it today, I kind of wanted to stay in Dallas and see it in an IMAX theater, but I just wanted to come home and see it here. So maybe when we see it again, we can try and make it down to an IMAX theater.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's just so good. And, like, and the sound design is great, and the score, I mean, like, I feel like at times the score is a little bit overwhelming, but it's just, it's so intense, and it's so, like, oh, like, I love the way they weaved in the Batman theme, like, yeah, their version of it, but also that chanting,
yeah,
works really well. And it's interesting because that chanting is kind of like Bane's theme, but then it becomes part of Batman's theme because mm-hmm. Batman has to escape from the thing, and I love the score.
Score is good.
And the film just looks so good. There's this guy that, if you don't know his name, you need to know it. His name's Wally Pfister, Pfister.
Okay.
And he's the guy that shoots all of Christopher Nolan's movies. And this dude is a mad genius. Like, he's just really, really good. So let's talk more about story. Sorry, I just wanted to get that in there.
Okay, so I'm having a hard time deciding whether I like this one or the second one more. And it's mostly because of Bane. Like, I think Tom Hardy gives Joker a run for his money. Mm-hmm. I think he's, like, truly frightening
mm-hmm.
on a different level, a more, like, studied, practiced level. And I really enjoyed him as Bane. I think he did an awesome job.
Yeah.
You say things now.
No, I mean, he's terrifying. I mean, like I said earlier, it's really hard to top Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
But in a different way, he's, I guess, just as terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's really good. I'm trying to think in my head, and I feel like Batman's only in, like, 3 scenes in this movie, which is very interesting. Batman is not in the movie very often.
Well, yeah.
Like, he's the stock exchange scene, which bleeds into that rooftop fight with Catwoman. Then he's in the fight with Bane, and then we don't see him again for more than an hour until he comes back for the war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, there's little things in there, but, like, I think that's very interesting that Batman's not in the movie that much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I had an easier time understanding Tom Hardy this time around. Mm-hmm. But a way easier time than I thought. So maybe there was something going on with, like, the sound at the theater that I saw it at.
Could be, but it's also, you've heard all the dialogue before, so.
But I had a way better time, understanding him. I really liked his facial expressions. I thought mm-hmm. they were very interesting. Nolan took some liberties with his backstory and what have you, but I thought it was for the best and still pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Not as interesting, I think, as the one, like, as the origin story that's in the comics, but still pretty good.
I really liked the way he did that switcheroo on you, that twist where you think that child is Bane the whole time, and then you find out that it's Talia al Ghul.
We heard that she was going to be Talia al Ghul, but people kind of just, like, I think it was probably Nolan that, like, dismissed it, or someone...
Yeah,
pushed it to the side.
Yeah, well, they would have had to, otherwise that would have been a huge spoiler that was out there a long time ago.
Well, and I knew that, but even though I knew that, like, when that happens, I'm like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It was a really great, it's a great twist. Really great.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I haven't even talked about the things I didn't like.
Well, I guess we'll have to do another one.
Okay.
Okay, so part 2 coming up. Go to the next one.
Okay.
Okay.